This is Roberta Foster, and welcome to today's edition of the Author's Corner, brought to you by KNEO 91.7 FM, The Word. Today, I welcome Liz A. Pittman to Author's Corner. She's written the book, Where is the Missing Puzzle Piece? And Liz will tell you more about how to get the book at the end of the program. A little bit about Liz. She has worked and taught in Christian education for 10 years, where she has found interacting with her students to be such a blessing. Prior to teaching, she graduated from Mississippi College with an English literature degree and also attended Calvary Chapel Bible College, where she grew deeper in her relationship with the Lord. She has a heart for missions and has served several summers volunteering at food banks in Israel. Her first love is Jesus, then her husband and precious son Joshua, and her desire is to see all the puzzle pieces in the world realize their value and purpose as she encourages them to step into their vital God-given destinies. So, Liz, thank you so much for being with us today.
It's wonderful to be here, Roberta. Thank you.
So in your print bio, I read about how God got your attention in the kitchen. So that's a great story and fits so much into the book story. So why don't you give our listeners some insight into you a little deeper?
Absolutely. So I love to say that on an ordinary day, God got my attention in my kitchen. And so I was a teacher, as you said, for 10 years. And then after I got married, I had our son, and then I became a stay-at-home mom. And so during that interim of time, I had always loved writing, but God had had me wait for a period of time. And then it started stirring in my heart again, this desire to write. And one day I was just walking in my kitchen, and just to be completely honest, my son is about three kids in one body. He's absolutely amazing, but he loves toys. And so I thought, I need to get in cleaning mode right now and clean my house. And I was walking in my kitchen, and all of a sudden I saw this single puzzle piece that was sitting up on the kitchen shelf. And instinctively, Roberta, I was just about to reach up, take that puzzle piece, because he had several different types of puzzles. It was a very small one. And I thought, there's no way that I'm going to be able to find where this piece fits.
Mm-hmm.
So I was reaching out, I was about to grab it, throw it in the trash. And then in an unexpected moment, God got my attention. It wasn't an audible voice, but it was just a knowing in my spirit, don't touch this puzzle piece. And it stopped me in my tracks. As I said, I wasn't expecting that. And I said, Lord, what do you want me to learn from this? What are you trying to speak to me? And he told me to leave it alone, that for several days as I walked past, he started speaking to me through it. I started empathizing with it myself. So many people, God said to my spirit, feel like that single puzzle piece. They don't know where they fit. They don't know where they belong. Just as I was about to reach out and throw it in the trash, I felt like God said that so many people discount their giftings and think they're junk.
Mm.
And it's just not true. God has so many plans and purposes he wants to accomplish in and through our lives, and the enemy wants us to think that we don't have value, we don't mm-hmm. have worth. Another thing he spoke to me, Roberta, is that when that puzzle piece was sitting on the shelf, sometimes we go through shelf seasons in our lives. When we're serving the Lord, we can go through that hallway season where we're between two doors. And God wants to teach us things. Sometimes it's a pruning season and we're not ready yet, but he will open that door, but he's trying to train us.
Mm-hmm.
Kind of like he did with several examples in the Bible of when, you know, David was anointed king and he went through a hallway season when he was stuck in the cave of Adullam. I think that's how you pronounce it. Just a really, you could say, a dull time in his life, but he actually was fleeing for his life.
Mm-hmm.
He had to learn things. And so it's those seasons of time where maybe we're up on the shelf and it can get discouraging. It can get, you know, you can ask God, what am I doing here, God? I see other people entering the doorway. When's my time? When's it going to happen? So all of a sudden in prayer, it was a 3-day process. And then I was sitting on the couch with my mom, because I knew that this was a heavy word. I knew that the Lord was really speaking through this. And in prayer, God downloaded this children's book. Now, it is a children's book, but really and truly, it impacts all readers. I have had grown adults cry through this book. It's not sad tears, but just impactful tears. in prayer, God downloaded Pete the puzzle piece, and he is this lovable, relatable puzzle piece that has a half heart sliver, has a big smile on his face. He is searching for his purpose in life. And so this whole vision was downloaded in prayer for this children's book during that time.
Amen. Yes, I've read through it, and it definitely speaks to individuals of all ages. And so give us a little more insight into the story of Pete the Puzzle Piece.
Sure. So all of us at one time or another, I have felt this way. If we're truly, you know, being real here, all of us at one time or another wonder, why am I here? What is my purpose? And so this story, Where is the Missing Puzzle Piece, the main character is named Pete, and he lives in the town of Jigsaw. And he loves the town. He always is looking at his friends in the town. What are their giftings? What are they good at? So he comes to this place where he thinks, I'm just going to try to be like everybody else. So he tries to be like Bobby the basketball star, who can, you know, slam dunk in any direction. But when Pete tries to do it, he misses the ball completely, airballs, embarrasses himself. And so he walks off and he thinks, okay, I'm going to try to be like Sammy the singer, who can sing beautifully. And Sammy, you know, is soothing to the ears when he sings. But when Pete tries, he just, the crowd covers their ears. It sounds like a screech. And so he gets discouraged in that instance. Then he tries to be like Abby the artist, who can paint beautiful murals. And Pete just gets frustrated because his looks nothing like hers, and he spills paint bucket all over the ground. I think we all have times in life where it's relatable, where maybe we try to do something, it's just not our niche, it's not our fit from the Lord. We can get discouraged and just throw up our hands and think, well, what am I good at? And the enemy can try to use those situations to lie to us. Well, what happens is he decides, you know what, I'm just going to leave the town of Jigsaw, because he packs little belongings he has. He thinks no one will even know I've left. So he leaves the town, but he ends up running into this little boy who sees Pete from a distance. His name is Will. And Will says, huh, he looks lost. And so he tries, and he walks up to Pete, and he starts talking to him about what's wrong. And God uses Will to speak truth into Pete's life. And I think all of us at one time or another can be a Pete, where we wonder where we fit, and we can be a Will, where we can see somebody who's struggling and we can encourage them in the Lord.
Amen.
And so what happens is, I'm not going to give the whole story, of course, but the puzzle pieces have this big celebration, and they come together to make this beautiful picture. It's a time of celebration and joy. They're all getting together, and then all of a sudden, there's a very big problem, and that is Pete is missing, that missing puzzle piece.
Yeah.
So they go out and they get flashlights. They're trying to find him, and they know that the big picture won't be the same without him. And, you know, Will is that vessel that God uses to encourage Pete to go back. I'm not going to give, again, the details away, but I will say that it has a happy ending. And it encourages all of us that we fit. And there are several surprises in the story. There's a place that you can actually put a 4x6 photo of a group of a child or a group of children so that they can personally insert themselves in the story.
Wonderful. Well, we'll talk more with Liz A. Pittman about the book Where is the Missing Puzzle Piece in just a moment. You are listening to Author's Corner. I'm Roberta Foster. Well, off air, we talked a little bit about how, you know, the body of Christ, sometimes individuals within don't recognize just how important they are to the entire body. And that's a theme that hit me through your book, is that God has called each one of us to be part of this, the word body, you know, fingers, toes, eyelashes, ears, all of this makes up the body, and just how important it is. And when one piece is missing, it makes it very difficult for the body of Christ to operate properly. That was the theme that kind of hit me from reading your book.
Yes, we all need each other. We're better when we work together, when we encourage each other, when we don't compete with each other, but we recognize the giftings and we encourage each other to step into our purpose. And that, Roberta, really was another thing that God highlighted in the book, was Ephesians 2:10, which is the highlight verse of this entire book. I was praying to the Lord. I said, God, what would be a theme scripture that you would want to just highlight for this? Mm-hmm. And it was, for we are God's master. And then in all bold, it was peace. For we are God's master, peace. He has created us anew in Christ Jesus so we can do the good things he planned for us long ago.
Mm-hmm. That is definitely a verse of encouragement and challenge, too, because that tells us then that there is something that we have that God wants us to do, and just to seek him for it, and he'll let us know, won't he?
Amen. And he'll tell us, because our fingerprints are all different and unique, and we all have something to contribute for the kingdom. And it's so encouraging when we can come alongside one another and build each other up in that.
We have a moment, so I want to give some time for you to tell us a little bit about your illustrator for the book.
Absolutely. So when God gave the vision of the book, he downloaded the sketches, everything of exactly how Pete would look, the storyline, and I started sketching all of the different designs for it. But then I realized I'm not a watercolorist. So I started praying into it, and I said, Lord, who would you like me to collaborate with for the illustration? And I, at the time, I had been teaching prior with an artist that I had been working alongside at the school. Her name is Jane Brobst, and we are great friends. And I thought, you know, I will ask her if she will collaborate with me on it. And so I asked her to do that, and it wasn't an immediate process because at the time her schedule was very busy. But it happened in 2020 when we first started, God opened the door, the timing was right, and we first started collaborating on those illustrations. So I pulled out our little sketch pad and we prayed through every detail. We just wanted the book to be done with excellence because children are such visual learners. Mm-hmm. And so also through that, you know, we wanted Pete to be lifelike. We wanted the pictures to be lifelike. And we also wanted Pete to be held. So we have a little Pete plushie that can go with the book, too. And he's just a 12-inch lovable huggable. So he can be held in the lap of a child while they read it as well.
And so, Liz, tell us how people can find out more about where is the missing puzzle piece and the other items you have available, such as the plushie and your schedule that you offer yourself available for readings.
Absolutely. So I would love to talk about that. You can find Where is the Missing Puzzle Piece. And also, we have the 12-inch Pete the Puzzle Piece plushie. So lovable, so huggable. It just fits right in the child's lap, and the way the heart is, their arm goes just like right inside of it, so they can really relate as they read the story. We have different pieces of merchandise I have on the website. The best way to get the books is at lizpittman.com, LizPittman.com. And on my website, I also have opportunities to sign up for children's book readings. I currently have been doing several children's book readings at Christian schools and churches and libraries. And I would love to, you know, if you're interested in that, feel free to contact me again at lizpittman.com. I also have Pete as our little plushie, and he has been having adventures all over the world. It's so fun. People have been sending me pictures of him. He loves adventure. He loves meeting new friends. So he's been everywhere from Australia, of course, cool. The United States, Hawaii, and Scotland, all kinds of things. And people have dressed him up in little outfits and sent pics. So it's been a lot of fun to see Pete travel. I kind of live vicariously through him right now.
Understood. Well, one more time. The book is called Where is the Missing Puzzle Piece? And it's written by Liz A. Pittman. And Liz, it's been very encouraging and insightful talking with you. Thank you so much for your time.
Thank you so much, Roberta. God bless. And I do pray that everybody knows just how precious, loved, and valuable they are, and that they truly are his masterpiece.
Amen. And to our listeners, we appreciate you tuning in. This is Roberta Foster on The Author's Corner. Join us again next time.